Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for March 19th, Numbers 28 and 29, the old goat. Moses tidies up some details as to how the people, once they have taken the promised land, are to celebrate the awesome blessings of God. The Feast of Weeks, or First Fruits, the basis of Pentecost, was to be celebrated with a burnt offering, a pleasing aroma to the Lord, every day of the festival. The priests were to sacrifice a declining number of bulls and lambs as the celebration progressed. But one constant feature bears some interesting truth: the single goat sacrificed as atonement for sin. All the other sacrifices were celebratory in nature and tied to the harvest cycle. But a sin offering had to be sacrificed along with them. Sin is ever present in the mix of our lives, isn't it? Even when we offer the best we have, the figurative bulls and lambs a year old without defect, sin lurks in our lives to spoil what we do. Thank God that He has provided the atoning sacrifice to make what we offer Him acceptable. Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Without His shed blood, we have nothing to offer. As David said at the end of Psalm 62, "The just one will judge us according to what we have done." You can look also at 2 Corinthians 5:10, where this truth is reaffirmed for the Christian. Let us make sure that the atoning sacrifice of Jesus covers our sins and makes the fruit of our lives acceptable and pleasing to God. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow.